Moncrief on News Talk.
According to the actor Matthew McConaughey, sleeping in a smaller bed really helped his relationship with his wife. So is there something to that? The dating coach Frances Kelleher has a view on this. Good afternoon, Frances.
How are you, Sean? Thanks for having me.
Is this true in all cases, would you say?
Definitely not, Sean. Definitely not. The feedback isn't that black and white and clear cut at all, to be honest. I mean, I know a lot of couples that one of the partners snores, so they have to go out even every second night to the spare room or a different bed and catch up on the sleep. Because we all know, you know, when you don't sleep, things fall apart. There's way more conflict in a romantic relationship. There's way more conflict and stress in the house. Research has shown now it actually causes brain damage. Lack of sleep actually damages your brain.
Gosh.
So, yeah, it's very important. I mean, they're studying sleep now big time, and it's huge. You have to get your 7 or 8 hours per night to be productive, especially in this modern world where everybody's working very hard. You're trying to pay the mortgage, you're juggling kids, homework, full-time jobs. People need their sleep. So I think it's a very individual thing, really, Sean. Like, I know some couples that they sleep in the bed all the time. There's never a problem. Nobody snores. They're happy out. They've done that for 20 years. And then there's couples where the husband can go through or the wife can go through snoring phases, or, you know, they might be ill, even, you know, ordinary illness like the flu, where somebody's tossing and turning, or they're getting up and down and in and out to get tissues or medicine at night, and the other person says, I have to get some sleep. So it is a very individual thing. But I would say the smaller bed, like Matthew said, and sleeping together does create more opportunities for intimacy, for that, you know, cuddling, that spooning. That is important in a romantic relationship. The physical intimacy and physical touch, even just hugging and just, you know, sitting beside each other or like I say, cuddling, is very important to keep that connection alive.
Yeah. Though I imagine as well, even apart from the snoring or somebody has a cold or any of that kind of stuff, some people just like don't want to be touched. And I mean, not never want to be touched, but like they might, you know, they might run a bit hot when they get into bed, or they run a bit cold when they get into bed. And the two couples aren't simpatico in that regard. And so they might prefer within the same bed a bit of their own room.
Exactly. It really is individual. So a lot of the time it's the men. This is just the research and the feedback. The men are saying, you know, get off me. I'm roasting. You're like a radiator. That's a common thing. You're like a radiator. I need to breathe. So sometimes a bigger bed is better because the couple still want to sleep together in the same bed, but they just need their little bit of room that they can go to the edge of bed, of the bed, get a breather, and maybe come back then when they've cooled down and they can still have that cuddle. But they've the option to move out of the bed. So some people say the king size bed has been the answer to no divorce and the answer to not sleeping in a separate room, because you have that. You have that little bit of space and you can go off and, like I say, cool down and come back, and you're still in the same bed, and the partners are both still happy. I think a lot of the time as well, Sean, where the conflict comes is where, like, two people want different things. If one person says, oh my God, I'm so exhausted, I need to get a night's sleep, I didn't sleep last night, I was too hot, I want to go out to the spare bed, and the wife or husband is, you know, anxious about that, they might think, oh God, you know, this is the start of the end. Now we're not sleeping together. It's going to be one night, that'll end up a month, that'll end up a year. And all of a sudden, you know, there'll be no intimacy, there'll be no connection. That is a fear for some people. So I think it's very important. It's not so much what you decide to do, it's how you communicate it and how you talk to your partner about it and explain, say, look, it's only temporary. I just need to catch up my sleep. Or, you know, it's not a rejection of you or anything to do with that. It's just for practical reasons. And you can go from there then.
I've met couples who have separate rooms and they're happy out. And you know, it's not like they don't have a physical relationship anymore. They just both prefer having their own bit of space.
Yes, Yes, and I have spoken to a couple that they live separately. They like the space and they say it works for us. And I love that. I think do your own thing. It only matters what the two parties involved want. Forget about what everybody else thinks. Don't be under social, you know, norm pressures. Just do what suits you yourself. And you know that famous actress, Helen Bowman Carter, they lived in two houses connected by one door. And she said it's the answer to everything. They had a great life. They used to go in between the door. She had her house, the space. It was attached by the door. And he had his, Tim Burton, her director husband, had the other house. So it really is, you know, what suits people.
Right, yeah. They're divorced since, but that's probably not a reflection on that arrangement.
Yes, that's another story for another day. True.
Do psychologists, are they able to kind of parse this out into that couples have different sort of attachment styles and that can be reflected in their sleeping arrangements?
Yes, and that is a very good point as well, like, you know, what you just said there, because it does, everything ties in really to, you know, the whole relationship, living together, your habits, your sleeping habits, you know, you're so connected as a couple, you know, unless you're living separately, obviously, but if you're in the same house and the same bed. So that's why I say the most important thing is how you approach the conversation, how you're explaining why you're, you know, leaving the marital bed and room, because it's just to get sleep and get back, you know, on track, feeling healthy and alive. Because we all know, you know, without sleep, you feel half dead and nothing works. You can't even give to the relationship in any other way if you're not rested and, you know, you're not happy and you're not in good form because you've lacked of sleep. So it's important if the person has an anxious attachment style or they're, you know, insecure about you leaving the bedroom, that you just explain it to them in a soft way and you communicate correctly and you tell them the reasoning why. And you can even try different things, Sean. I've said this to people, you know. If the bed is too small, you know, it works for Matthew and his wife. But if it doesn't suit you, try and buy a bigger bed, especially if you've young children and they're coming in. And one parent is dropping the kids out 6 or 7 times a night to their own room and they're exhausted the next day. You know, at least there's room in the bed and everybody can get a night's sleep if they're down the bottom of the bed, you know, of a bigger bed. So it really is just to discuss it and see where, you know, the compromise lies. But a very important point as well, Sean, I make is if you are sleeping in separate beds or a separate room or whatever, you have to be conscious to allow the space and time for intimacy. Because there is, look, we'll be honest, you know, there is more chances and opportunities for intimacy if you're sleeping in the same bed together. So what can happen is there can be a gap then over time that intimacy isn't happening because everybody's tired, you're going into a separate room and there's no time carved out then for that connection. So once you know, if you say, you know, look, we'll have a cuddle on the couch on Friday, or, you know, let's sleep in the bed one night, even on a Friday night or at the weekend, whatever each individual couple comes up with. Once you're carving out the time that you're not losing that intimacy and that all the opportunities aren't gone for it, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Rocket sense. Thanks a million, Frances. That was the dating coach, Frances Kelleher there. Someone says, my partner grinds her teeth, but we enjoy sharing the same bed and I wouldn't change it. Someone else says, a few months ago, our cat pooped in our bed and we had to throw out the duvet. Since then, we've been using our own single duvet each. We can't decide which kind of duvet to buy. I like duck down as it fills the drafty gaps. He wants an ordinary one. But honestly, we are really enjoying having our own blanket. We're now thinking of getting single mattresses that will fit our super king bed. We're in our 40s, not over the hill. No, and that's not I'm certainly not the first time I've heard that. A lot of couples have their own separate. So you're not kind of, if you have your own duvet, you're not like pulling the duvet off the other person kind of thing. You can wrap yourself or not as much as you want. Somebody points out Matthew McConaughey has probably moved from an American king size bed, 7 foot wide, to a 6 foot wide bed when he says he's moved to a smaller one. Well, he says he's gone from a king size down to a queen size. I don't know. Are the measurements the same here as they might be in the US? probably they're bigger in the US. What hope is there for carers who are deprived of sleep with kids who have problems sleeping, which has a knock-on effect? Says a sleep-deprived mum. Well, true for you. We cuddle before bed, then we go to our own rooms, says Brian. Then if my partner comes to visit my room, it's a treat. And but you go to visit your partner's room at all? Is it a kind of a literally a two-way street in that regard? Do sometimes you meet each other out in the landing? One of you has to say, sorry, I was just going to the loo. My wife takes a spare bed most nights because they snore heavily. It works for us. And finally says, if my husband wanted to sleep in a separate bed, I'd be worried about the health of the relationship after 25 years, says Rosie. Well, presumably he hasn't, so you're grand.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.